Damn.
All right, here we go. It is the big day. We determine who goes to the big show, Super Bowl 58 in Vegas. The big one. Four teams. They bust their ass from the heat of July training camp through 18 tough weeks of the regular season and a couple postseason matchups. And now here we are. Championship Sunday, where an NFC and an AFC champion will be crowned, the Lamar Hunt Trophy in the AFC and the George Halas Trophy in the NFC. So a lot to be put together here. We're not going to waste no time. We're going to get right to it. We'll start with the NFC big matchup. Obviously, it's a great day to be a Detroit Lions fan. You're never in this position much, but you have an opportunity to make history, to go to the Super Bowl for the first time. Only one of four franchises to never be in the Super Bowl, and they have a chance to put that cross their name off of that list. But they have to play the 49ers, a team that's been here a lot the last several years. It's their fourth conference championship appearance in the last 5 years. And obviously, they're barely escaped by their chinny chin chins last week against Green Bay. But they're here. Brock Purdy, all the defense. Debo is in the lineup today. He will be playing. So a lot to think about. But a big, big, big matchup. Could we see history today? Can Detroit pull it off and do something they've never done before? Or will the 49ers play the status quo and finally get over a hump that they have struggled with over the years, but finally get their ass back in another Super Bowl? For is Detroit first, or will it be another one for the 49ers? Go ahead.
All right, man. Well, yeah, like you said, obviously Detroit's going for the first Super Bowl appearance ever. They haven't won a championship since 1957. Last week was their first playoff win in 32 years. I mean, they're a team that hasn't had much success in the playoffs, like ever, and especially not recently. But they're here. And back at the beginning of the year, I told you, man, this team was going to be good. I told you they were my number one contender in the NFC for in terms of like outside of the Eagles. I thought they were better than the Niners back then. I've been saying all year. I've been telling you, for the last 6 years, the team that has either hosted the draft the next year or the hosted the Super Bowl that year, they won it all. It's becoming more than a trend. There's a lot of people online with like, oh, the league's fixed, all this stuff. I mean, it's starting to become too much of a trend where that one of those two teams wins it every year. Before that, no one ever won it. No team that hosts the Super Bowl ever won it. And the draft was always in New York, so you really can't count that. But there's something going on there, maybe. You look at the Niners, you know what they are. You said D like you said, Debo's playing. We've seen them all year. If they get up early, they can pile on the points. But if they get down early, man, it could snowball on them. We saw it last year in the NFC Championship game. We've seen it happen this year. They were able to pull it out against Green Bay, but just barely. And really, the only reason is because they are a more talented team than Green Bay. I mean, they barely pulled that out against the seven seed. They're 2-3 versus Goff since Goff came in the NFL. What I'm looking for here is that what I'm looking at here is the coaching staff, man. Kyle Shanahan, he's known to be a guy who kind of comes up small in the playoffs too, and we're talking about Dan Campbell. We don't know a whole lot about him. Obviously, last week was his first, well, this 2 weeks ago, I should say, was his first attempt, first time he's coached a team in the playoffs. So he's only coached two games. But one thing I'll say about him, man, he's aggressive. He go He'll go for it, man. We've seen that in that Cowboys game. Basically, the Lions lead the NFL in fourth down tries with since Dan Campbell came to the team with 118. They've got 13 touchdowns on fourth down since 2021, most of the NFL. I mean, they're going to go for it. And Kyle Shanahan better be ready, man, because if Detroit's aggressiveness comes out, if they can get out the lead early, if they can be successful with that aggressiveness early on, they will get out to a lead, and then they're going to pound the ball. And Kyle Shanahan chokes, and Brock Purdy, he's not a guy that's going to put the team on his back. And we only have two games this week, you know. So when I wasn't here Wednesday, but I sent you my pick was Baltimore for Wednesday picks. I always give you my lock of the week on Sunday. So I'm going with Detroit here as my lock of the week. They're getting 7. I like that. I'll take 7 points all day because this is going to be a one-score game. And I think Detroit's going to win this one outright and finally make it to the bowl. So I'm going with Detroit with a final score here of 29-20.
All right. Got them winning going away. Oh, I like that. Well, I'll say this. With Detroit is right now, of course, the nation's darling. Everybody wants to see Detroit pull it off because they've never seen a Super Bowl, which is crazy. And they've been one of the oldest teams. And they're not a spring chicken, as people like to say. They've been around. But to never see a Super Bowl is nuts. But now here they are, one game away. They have to do it on the road in California, Northern California there, against the 49ers, who many people all year long were been scared of, concerned about. As you just brought up, last week, the 49ers escaped with a victory over the Packers. Oh, Packers should have had that. Should have had it, right? They had them. They had the lead going into the fourth, where, as you mentioned by Shanahan, they put the graphic up again on the screen at the beginning of the fourth quarter. They used 0-33 or 34, 30-something when trailing by 5 or more into the fourth quarter. And that's an indictment on him that he can't lead a team to a comeback, that they always have to play in front. However, as the fact we're talking about the 49ers now means that they did figure it out one time.
Yep.
And all game long, Purdy was struggling, throwing over people, throwing around people. And you can see there was one series where they showed him drop back, put the ball in his left hand and wipe his hand because he couldn't deal with the wetness of the ball. You never see a person that do that while in the middle of a play. You know, you dry your hands off before the snap, you got the towel. So he was struggling. And on the flip side, Love was going a little high too of his passes, but he still looked more in control. But at around the 4 minute mark, I think it was, 49ers got the ball back. Purdy finally looked like an NFL quarterback. That one drive, I got to give him credit. He was 6 for 7. The only reason it wasn't 7 for 7 because it was dropped. One was dropped and was right in his hands. So he figured out something for one drive, just enough to just get to take the lead. And fortunately, the Packers became the 7th seed again. And Love threw a ridiculous interception with 55 seconds to go. But if he just threw it out of bounds, you never know. And if the kicker didn't miss a 41-yarder, you never know. So they're right there. So the 49ers are, I'm putting all this together to say that they are vulnerable. Lions are looking good, quite good, and they're feeling very good. And that's the biggest thing, coming there with feel confident. You feel that you can pull this off, they might just do so. And I like their running game. One of the running backs is from our high school.
Craig Reynolds. Craig Reynolds.
That's right. Mr. Reynolds.
Lives in this neighborhood. He grew up in this area, in this neighborhood area.
Yep. Mr. Craig, he scored a touchdown in the first. I don't know if in the divisional playoffs, on the, I think he did. I know in the wild card, he scored a touch, got to score a touchdown. A little stat I'm just seeing for the first time. When it comes to quarterback turnovers, if it's all about whoever makes the fewest mistakes, which makes sense anyway. So far this year, when the Lions, when Goff throws a pick, the Lions were 4-4. When he doesn't throw a pick, 10-1. That's a huge difference there. Same 49ers. Purdy throws a, he throws an interception, he's 2-4. When he doesn't, 11-0. So defenses step the game up, grab a pick. And last week, Purdy should have thrown about 4-5. They just were dropped. You know, he was bad until that one drive. He was bad. So if he can still catch him bad, the weather's not going to be bad today. It's going to actually kind of nice. So don't have to worry about the rain. So that might be helpful. So I say all that to say, I want Detroit to win. Matter of fact, I meant to go put a few dollars on it. I forgot to go down there. Needs to cover the 7. However, I still think 49ers are going to pull this off. Hope I'm wrong. I think the Lions will cover. So I'm thinking 49ers 27-23.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Like I said, this is only Detroit's second time in the NFC Championship game. Now, Matt wasn't on Wednesday. We were talking about Detroit's first appearance in 91. And the team they lost to was the Washington Redskins. That team might be the most underappreciated, one of the greatest championship teams of all time. That's so underappreciated. Nobody remembers that 91 Washington squad. That was a very, very deep and dominant group. You know, and that was the team Detroit went against, and they didn't had no chance. That was in 91. That was Detroit's only other conference appearance.
Well, because Washington fell different. Off the next year. That's probably why.
Well, I'd say probably because, you know, Mark Griffin wasn't a superstar quarterback, and everybody looks at the quarterback, so they see that and they're like, they were okay, but they're not great, you know.
Yeah. But that was a really, really good team, though. That was a really, really good team. Detroit ran into them, and they had no chance. Now, Detroit, unlike that year, has a chance in this game because we've seen the 49ers, and we've talked about the 49ers ad nauseum this year, especially at home. If this game was played in Detroit, I would not be as confident because the 49ers know how to bun rush teams on the road. But at home, the 49ers are more vulnerable. Some weird reason, and Detroit can go out there and pull this off, and I think they can. I just think that when you look at these, y'all both going through these matchups. I mean, Brock Purdy, he's done okay, but he's not yet has shown he's a very strong quarterback in the clutch, especially in this postseason situation. I mean, he had to be lucky to win last week. When you look at Jared Goff, he has more experience, obviously. And he's done a very good job in this postseason so far. But we'll be interesting to see how the Lions do since both of their games were at home. And this is in Santa Clara tonight or later today since it's going to be 3 hours late behind us. But still, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But just looking at these matchups, I mean, that defense is going to come after. They're going to do what they have to do. They'll probably send about 4 or 5 after Goff and them. But I can trust the Detroit's offense more than I can trust than San Francisco's, just because they have weapons that can spread out and dominate Reynolds. You know, I mean, a lot of these guys, you know, obviously they're going to run the ball, something we can't do. So this should be an interesting matchup. But since y'all two are splitting who you think's going to win, like Matt and Kwame, all of us in our picks picked Detroit. We picked Detroit to at least cover it. But I think Detroit can win outright. So I'm going with Matt's deal. Do I think that it's going to be a blowout? No. No, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle. Now, one more thing. Now, Matt, when we were talking on Wednesday, I did my dummy of the week. And my dummy of the week was not a person or a team. It was the Fox Network. Now, when you watch this game tonight, somebody gets hurt, right? If somebody gets injured, you're going to hear music, and it's going to get on your nerves because they're the only station that does injury music, and it gets on my nerves every damn time. Like you watch the game tonight on Fox, yeah. You're going to hear that somebody gets hurt, that music's going to come on, and you're going to get tired of it. That was my rant of the week. So I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know that was my rant of the week. Y'all will thank me. Y'all will thank me for it. But
all right, now look
as
for
far
it.
As far as a pick, I'm going to go with the Detroit. I think Detroit's going to win. I think it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle, but I'm going to go with the Lions. I think they can pull this off. So Lions finally breaks years of struggle over decades of struggle. First NFC championship. And the final score, 34-28.
Okay. Yeah, one last thing I'll say, man, about this game is I just think Detroit is suited to face the Niners, man. I mean, like I said, when you come out and you punch the 49ers in the mouth, they fold. And Detroit is that hard-nosed sort of team that will come out and hit them. And if they can get a couple turnovers, like Kwame said, like the way Brock Purdy played last week, they can get a couple turnovers to start, and they can get out to a lead, and they just start pounding the ball with Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. It's over, man. This team in San Francisco is going to fold like they've done in the past. So we'll see. I mean, if San Francisco can come out and get up on them early, then, you know, it's the same Niners that we've seen where they get up early and they just stack up the points. I just don't think I think it's going to be more than a one-score game either way, though.
Yeah, my only concern, and I hope that your scenario happens. My only concern was that the fact that they're saying right now that Debo is playing. If he was still out, because they're 0-2 without him, I would be like, yeah. But he might be still. Maybe a nice good hit on that shoulder will take him back out. You know, so I'm hoping, but that's part of it.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens there. Now, the early game coming up here in about an hour and 15 minutes is the Ravens and the Chiefs in the big matchup, the bigger matchup. Obviously, pretty much Mahomes lives in the conference championship game. This is his sixth consecutive. As a starter, he's been no worse than a conference championship game, but this is the first time they're not hosting it. He is in Baltimore. Now, what's weird about the weather, even though we talked about the weather for the other game, if this game was played on Friday, it would have been in 75 degree weather. It'd be over the top warm for a playoff game in Detroit, I mean in Baltimore. But the weather is cooler today, upper 40s, rain, showers. You know, it's what we expected. But Friday would have been unexpected if they did play this game. It'd been mid 70s. Under sunshine and all that, but it'll be like the Pro Bowl game. But obviously, that's not the case. But it'll be interesting to see what happens here this afternoon. Obviously, this is big for Lamar. This is his big moment. Defending champ versus hopeful champ. Last year's MVP versus this year's MVP. The Rocket versus the Runner. It's going to be a hell of a game. It's going to be a hell of a battle. But is this the time for the Ravens? Are they going to punch their ticket to a third Super Bowl appearance with this time with Lamar? Or will the Kansas City Chiefs be in their fourth Super Bowl in this era with Mahomes and pretty much stack themselves as the dynasty? And they technically are, in a way, a mini dynasty, but it could be a full-blown dynasty if they win this game. But critical matchup. I got money on the line. Say Kwame brought money about the other matchup. This one has a lot more at stake for me and a lot more running. So, critical matchup, Super Bowl, or somebody's going to go one of these two. And we'll see. It'll be exciting. Great matchup coming up. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, this is the first time Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes have met in the playoffs. It's also the first time in NFL history that we've had two former MVP quarterbacks under the age of 30 meet in the playoffs. And Lamar is about to win his second. Mahomes has already won two. So, I mean, we're talking about the big thing here was it's obviously the matchup of the quarterbacks. Now, one thing with these teams, and I guess it's more quarterback related, but it's also team related. They're both in situations, different situations than what they've been in the past. I mean, like you said, right off the bat, this is the sixth straight AFC championship game that Kansas City is in. It's actually their first road one, but it's their sixth straight. At the same time, the Ravens, this is their first AFC championship game that they've played at all since of what they won the Super Bowl 11 years ago. You know, so they haven't been here a lot lately. On top of that, you know, Lamar, he hasn't had a great playoff record. Last week he came up, you know what, it was close for a half, and then Baltimore blew the lid off of Houston. But beyond before that, there was a lot of questions about Lamar, and he's got to win this game if he really wants to shut up the doubters about whether or not he can actually win in the playoffs. This is also John Harbaugh's fourth AFC championship game appearance. Obviously, we know Andy Reid's made a ton, six in the AFC, what, five in the NFC, you know. He's obviously made a lot of championship game appearances. It's also for Baltimore, first time that they're hosting an AFC championship game since January of 1971, back when they were the Colts, you know. So they haven't been here a lot, at least in this setting. For me, though, you know, there's the X factor here for me in this game, though, is Isaiah Pacheco. Bottom line, Kansas City does not have a very good receiving staff. They came up pretty nice last week in that tight game against the Bills, but they don't have a good receiving staff. We've seen it all year. And Baltimore's got a great pass defense. Isaiah Pacheco has to come up huge today. He's got 186 yards, two touchdowns here in these two playoff games. He's been good. They need to get him going early and often. And, you know, it might happen, but it's also just as likely that we see one of those Reed type games where he comes out and just throws the ball constantly and ignores the pass or ignores the run. We've seen that in Philly a ton. And, I mean, hey, it's the AFC Championship game. You may as well put the ball in the hands of your best player, which is Patrick Mahomes. You know, so we'll see. But for Baltimore, though, man, I think everything's pointing in their direction this year. They've had a lot of injury issues the last couple of years, especially with Lamar. Gotten knocked out of the playoffs. Lamar hasn't, you know, obviously done a lot in the playoffs when he's been played. Now Mark Andrews is, as far as I know, he's supposed to be playing today, coming back.
Yeah, he's in the lineup.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that's a big bonus for them. And I look at this, I look at the way they've won their games this year. I mean, they got 13 wins in the regular season. 10 of those games were against, 10 of those wins were against teams with a 500 record, with over a 500 record. I mean, they had a tough schedule, and they just beat down teams constantly. And looking at this KC team, I just don't think the Chiefs have the firepower to keep up. I think that Baltimore defense is going to be all over Mahomes. I think, I don't trust Andy Reid to just come out and do a sort of a ground and pound type of offense. And KC's defense is good, but I think Lamar's going to have a good game. He's healthy. He's got his receivers. He's the MVP this year. I think everything's setting up for Baltimore to make it to the Super Bowl finally after whatever 11 years. So I'm going with Baltimore here. And I'm going to put the final score at 23-26. What did I say? 33-26.
Okay. I was sort of doing the reverse thing.
Yeah. No, sorry. 33-26 is what I meant to say.
Okay. Yeah, I'm skimming through Casey's schedule last year. Of course, he started off with the loss of Detroit. Went to Jacksonville, went to Chicago, Jets, Vikings, because they played NFC North this year, which is good with Detroit, of course. And then Green Bay turned out to be good at the end. And of course, in Miami, out. I remember playing Miami over there overseas where they scored in the first half, couldn't score in the second half. So, yeah, this schedule is like, nothing marvelous. And all year long, we talked about how, bad the receivers were, and that Mahomes is trying to do his best to help these boys. He can't throw and catch, and but yet they still wind up winning the division, even with that sorry receiving core that they put out there, with 11 with 10 wins. And the Ravens, they had to play the mighty AFC North, their own division, which sent three teams to the playoffs. Almost could have sent Cincinnati too. They just didn't have enough to fight the way in, but no losing team in that division. So just on that alone, that Baltimore had a tough road. They started off the season with Houston. I might have beaten them in the playoffs again, 25-9. And then, of course, the Steelers, Cleveland, and they beat, I forgot, they beat Detroit 38-6. Jeez. Forgot about that beating. Now it just bring me back flashbacks. I was like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. What's the deal with Detroit? They just smoked them, and then they went to Arizona and beat them. Then they came home and beat Seattle 37-3. Beat the Bengals 34-20. Went out to LA, beat the Chargers 20-10, and beat the Rams. So beat the and of course the big one on Christmas night, beat the 49ers 33-19. Just treat them like the little brother. And then they come home and what they did to Miami. 56-19. So Baltimore has a much more impressive results and schedule for the season, and then finished with 13 wins. So Lamar looks like he's going to get another MVP, and Patrick Mahomes just, I mean, what else can you say about the guy? First person to do six straight conference championship appearances. That's nuts. Don't think he's been in the league that long, but that's six straight times he's in this situation. And last week, all the talk about how bad the receivers were, they didn't drop a thing. They caught everything last week. They probably caught a cold. They were just catching. I don't know if they were in stick 'em, but this time they were focused, I guess. Mr. Rice was catching stuff all over the place. And on the flip side, Buffalo wasn't. Mr. Diggs, he had a nice big bomb thrown to him down the right side that he couldn't bring in. It could have changed everything if he had caught that. But the Chiefs were catching everything. So the key of the question comes down to, will that continue? Did they just turn it on playoff time? And now let's go? Or was that just an aberration and they'll resort back to their average self today? And the Ravens are coming in with the best defense in the league, leading in scoring defense. So I'm giving up about, I think, 16 points a game. They, as I said, I just saw they had it in three different categories. Oh, yeah, scoring defense, sacks, and takeaways. That's 60 sacks, 31 takeaways. And it's the first time this has happened in NFL history to have those three categories and to lead in. Now, on the flip side, Mahomes, You know he hasn't been sacked in the last three playoff games, starting with the Eagles Super Bowl, unfortunately. That's crazy that he's been avoiding getting sacked, and if I'm not mistaken, hasn't thrown an interception either. I saw it right. So one of these things is going to give. You know, that's why I'm more intrigued on this game than even 49ers Lions game. But I guess there's some strange rule where I've always noticed after the network that's hosting the Super Bowl, you play your game first and let the other team get to the. I don't know why they do it that way. So, and also happens to be on the East Coast, so it kind of works out anyway. But I would prefer this game to be the late game. So this is going to be interesting seeing two MVP quarterbacks toe to toe in for the conference title. And both teams are playing right now at peak level. And there's been a lot of chatter on the radio. I've heard the people picking the Chiefs. They think, you know, based on Mahomes' history and based on Lamar's history, I can understand why it's going that way. But I think there's going to have to be a change. I think we're going to see be more step up. Represent in Super Bowl, and the combination of their defense and Lamar's play, I think I'm going to see the Ravens pull off a 27-17 victory.
Okay. All
right. Well, like I said, we'll see what happens there. I mean, I haven't heard a lot of chatter on Chiefs winning. Mostly every expert I've heard on all the networks say they're going Baltimore all the way. So
Oh,
we'll see.
yeah.
We'll see. I mean, of course, the Chiefs have a chance. They have Patrick Mahomes. They have a really good defense themselves. They've had a great year on that side of the ball. And obviously, yeah, offensively, it hasn't been good this year. Their receivers are left to be desired, even though Rice has come in well here in the last couple of weeks. Of course, I mean, Mahomes, this is a big one for him to try to win on the road again to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, obviously Brady's done it and all the greats have done it, you know, but obviously can he put that itself out there winning two road games on the or two playoff road games? But obviously the Ravens, like you have mentioned, Kwame, exclusively how dominant they've been this year. And they have been dominant on both sides of the ball, especially defensively, because that's been their natural effect is their defense. And the fact that they lead in points allowed, in sacks, and yards allowed. I mean, any number they got their name on it. So obviously they're built well. Roquan Smith should gotten consideration for defensive player of the year. I don't know if he has or not, but he should. He's had a hell of a year and he's done a great job. What a great trade that was, you know. So, I mean, obviously, you know, like I said, this is good. This is big. But like I said, can Lamar handle this kind of pressure? I mean, he's handled the pressure well last week to a degree, but now this is the big one. You want to be the considered the man in this league. This is a game you must win, and you must do well. And you know, we'll see what happens. But like I said, I mean, I think this is going to be a tough matchup for both teams. I just think that you're going against Mahomes. Mahomes just has that firepower where he'll do more with less to try and keep this to keep the Chiefs in this game. And I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a back and forth contest. I mean, Houston last week could have been that way, but then again, that's a young team with not a lot of postseason experience. Now you're going against a team with the most postseason experience. So at the end of the day, it's going to be a battle. But I think Baltimore is going to be ahead of the game for most of it. And I think this is their year. I think they have to put this together because it would be, to me, it would be an ultimate disappointment if they don't win this game. And for me personally, it would be bad for me as well. So for my pay. But I think they're going to win this game. I think it's going to be a battle, but I think they'll win. They'll hang on. I think Kansas will try to make a Kansas City will make a run late, but I got the Ravens winning their what their third NFC AFC championship, going on to the Super Bowl, hopefully. So Baltimore wins. I get paid tomorrow, and the final score, 34-30. Yeah, I think it's going to be that kind of game. I mean, yeah, I know they score a lot of points and all that, but then again, this is Patrick Mahomes. It's different breed. Mm-hmm. I would think it'd be a blowout if it's somebody else, but this is Patrick Mahomes. You know, you got to deal with him, and that's how I think it's going to go. But I think Baltimore's going to win they'll win this game, though.
Okay.
All right.
So that's all we have. Like I said, Matt's back from his business trips. Yeah, I said trips. He went to Canada and he also went to Aruba with family.
Yeah, all over the place, man.
Yeah, he had a hell of a couple weeks here or last week. Lucky him.
I got home late last night, man.
Well, I'm heading out to Super Bowl week to Vegas next week.
Nice.
Go to the media row and see what that's about. So it'll be fun.
Yeah. But anyway, like I said, Wednesday show, Matt will give us the annual Eagles offseason look, the players and all that. We will also look at the coaching. You know, does Belichick have a future in this league, or is he basically now time to call it a career for him? A lot to look at on Wednesday's look back. John didn't join us today. That's okay, but he will be joining us Wednesday. Shouldn't have a special guest this week, but just join the four of us here on Wednesday. Critical matchups. We could give a little Super Bowl preview, but we'll wait. We'll wait on that. But that's all we have for this episode, and we'll talk to you all Wednesday.
Yes. Yeah, man.
Wednesday.